2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Welcome back in. KSL's Unrivaled, Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte. Hour number two is underway. We're watching some Monday Night Football here in the studio. Well, I'm in the studio. Matt is at home. Usually it's a role reversal. Usually I'm the one on remote at home for Cougar Sports Saturday, and Matt's usually the one in studio. So it's nice to actually be here in Broadcast House. I haven't seen it in a few months, Matt.
I love being at Broadcast House. Wow, so say that 10 times fast. Jeez.
It's a tongue twister.
Yeah, I love being there. It's just comfortable. I mean, you got the beautiful Christmas decorations in there.
Oh, it's lovely in here.
It's phenomenal. Being at home is nice too. It's just, you know, I love being at Broadcast House, but you know, having a here's the thing. If I'm being honest, here's the thing. So Saturday, I went to Broadcast House for the show. Then we went to the game, and I've got a 6 week old at home, and I felt like I would be completely sabotaging my wife by disappearing again. So I appreciate you and KSL for letting me be at home to kind of pitch in with some parenting.
Well, good stuff, man. And, yeah, you can see the live stream of all this festive Christmas decorations here in the studio on our KSLSports.com live news radio feed and on KSLNewsRadio.com. But we got to talk your favorite topic,
yes.
Matt. That is Taysom Hill, and he now... And that's where we're going to start things off in the 805 Cut. Taysom Hill talk.
The Cut at 805. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled. Top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
2-0. That's the record for Taysom through his first two career starts as an NFL starting QB. He gets it done for the Saints in a game where, you know, the Denver Broncos had a litany of issues at quarterback, and Taysom Hill steps in, does a nice job once again for Drew Brees, who's injured, still out nursing the ribs. Taysom's 2-0, Matt. How are you feeling about Taysom, and what grade? That's the poll of the question, poll of the night this evening that listeners can engage with us with. How would you grade Taysom Hill's performances the first two starts with the Saints? What would you say?
Well, for start number one, I would give him an A-, and for start number two, I'd give him a D+. That was a tough outing for Taysom Hill against Denver. Denver's defense is a lot better, and I'm sure the game plan changed a little bit, but what was really concerning to me, what I mean by concerning is they're winning games. So at the end of the day, he's doing exactly what he needs to do for the Saints football team, but, and... We talked with David Nixon on Saturday, Mitch, and David Nixon's a former BYU player. Taysom's wife is David's sister, and so he gave a great interview. You can go into our Cougar Sports Saturday feed and listen to it if you want. But he admits, and I think it's all easy and clear to understand, that this is his audition. This is his chance to prove to the Saints that he is worth giving the reins to next season. And he is he might be more than halfway through. If Drew comes back in 2 weeks, and he will have only started three games, I am of the belief, Mitch, that they're going to let, especially with the Saints winning, they're going to let Drew heal that extra week, because Philadelphia is not a good football team. You're seeing it on Monday Night Football right now. They're losing to the Seahawks. So I think Taysom's going to get four games. And right now he has one really solid, almost great performance, and this other one, it wasn't very good, and I think what really concerned me is he takes three sacks And on all of those replays of the sacks, Mitch, there were open players. It just doesn't seem like he was able to read the defense nearly as well against Denver as Atlanta. The good news for Taysom, he's got Atlanta again, and this is going to be a really interesting test because they're going to prepare for Taysom. That first matchup, they weren't quite sure what they were looking for. Now they're going to have this opportunity to prepare for Taysom, and this is a really good opportunity for Taysom to show, when defenses know I'm the guy, here's what I can do. So I'm really looking forward to that. But he's only got one or two more opportunities, and he needs to have another statement like he did against Atlanta, I think, to really wow the Saints coaching staff, and he did not do that against Denver.
70% of you on our KSL Unrivaled Twitter feed, at KSL Unrivaled, are giving Taysom's first two starts a B grade. For me, I would say it's been a C so far, just because...
For both, or just the Denver game?
For total. I think that it's just been average. And I think maybe part of that is by design. Sean Payton said yesterday that the design, the game plan changed significantly for the offense, for the Saints offense and Taysom Hill, after they got intel about the Broncos quarterback situation, and they changed the game plan to maybe kill more clock and make this thing... just get that game over and done with as quick as possible. But to me, I think that you still got to showcase Taysom Hill's ability and arm. And it was interesting after the game against, you know, the Broncos yesterday, they go to the studio on Fox, and Tony Gonzalez is saying, well, you know, Taysom Hill did his thing, got his two quarterback touchdown runs. Like, that's what he does. He's a run-first guy. And I'm thinking, again, folks, Taysom Hill can pass the football. I watch it with my own two eyes. The man can throw the football. And I still have not been overwhelmed to think that, or just wowed to the point where I feel like Taysom is clearly showing that he is the guy. He's the quarterback of the future for the Saints. I still have this kind of air of caution that maybe the Saints will be in that market for a quarterback. Maybe a Zach Wilson. Who knows? Like, there's a lot of quarterbacks coming up in the NFL draft this year and that are going to be options. And the thing is, too, is not even in the draft, but you look at NFL QBs around the league that could potentially be on the market. You think about Matthew Stafford. You think, you could go on and on about some
Dak
of these.
Dak Prescott.
Yeah, Dak Prescott could be available. You know, maybe the Bears unload on Mitch Trubisky. I don't think he's an NFL starting quarterback anymore, but you never know. I mean, Dwayne Haskins. Yeah, Sam Darnold, Dwayne Haskins. I mean, there's a lot of potential, like, decent quarterbacks that are young that could be available on the market. And maybe the Saints go, you know, Drew Brees is retiring. You know, is Taysom the guy that's significantly better than a Matt Stafford who could come in and be a plug-and-play guy? I mean, we'll see. Like, it feels like Taysom should be the guy. I mean, Drew Brees loves Taysom Hill. Feels like Sean Payton loves Taysom Hill. He's given him this opportunity to start. But I just didn't get the sense that there was any real – there wasn't – the Taysom did not perform very well against Denver. I know that it was a run-heavy offensive game plan, give the ball to Kamara, get this thing down as quick as possible, and get out, and win the football game. And they did, 31-3. But I'm not coming away feeling so far through 2 weeks that Taysom Hill is just saying – he's putting a stamp of approval, like, I am the guy – folks, I have arrived. The next man is in the building. He's here. Your heir apparent after Drew Brees is right in front of you. I haven't got that feeling through the first 2 weeks.
Well, I think you would have in the first game, Mitch, if the touchdown to Emmanuel Sanders counted. There wasn't the holding penalty, and if he didn't fumble the football. Because his numbers then would have been 19-24, nearly 300 yards, a passing touchdown, no turnovers. You'd be like, this is the man. The Denver game, I think, you know, to come back to what I was saying earlier, his inability to read the defense, he takes those three sacks when guys are open, and then there were some questionable decisions he made. That pass to Jared Cook, he was lucky that thing wasn't picked off. And so I don't have a problem with him only attempting 16 passes. That's not the issue. It's not, oh, they don't trust him to throw. When you look at 16 pass attempts, that certainly speaks volumes to what the Saints thought they needed to do. It's the 56% completions. It's the interception. If his numbers were 13 of 16 for, let's say, 150 yards and no pick, we'd be having a very different conversation right now. We'd be talking about a guy who's doing everything he needs to do. He's putting himself in position to do that. And so the other thing that's also kind of stuck out to me is he does have the rushing touchdowns, but he has not been as elusive in the pocket as I thought he would be. You know, that's something you saw in the Chiefs-Patriots game where Mahomes, I mean, that play he made on the final drive, it might have been third down, actually. I think it was the third down play where he eludes the sack and he's getting out and he makes a play.
Yeah.
Taysom can do that, and for whatever reason, he's not getting out of the pocket very often, and he's not breaking the big runs on passing plays that break down. He did have that one touchdown run against the Falcons on a passing play that broke down, but he's taken six sacks in his two starts. I thought he would be way more elusive and not taking as many sacks as he's taken. And on one hand, let's give him some credit. He's really making an effort to stay in the pocket and throw the football. But at some point, let's bail and then make a play with your arm on the run outside of the pocket. Hopefully that happens in the next game or two.
Are the Taysom haters, are they being validated through 2 weeks, Matt? Because I know you are the guy that has been riding the train for Taysom Hill to be a future franchise quarterback in the NFL.
I'm the conductor of
you
the
are.
Train for KSL Sports. I've been beating that drum since over 2 years ago. But look, he's got one really good performance, one bad one. I'm not ready to jump off the train yet, but this Atlanta performance on the road is going to be very telling.
We'll get an update on Utah State football. Was having some telling issues up there in the Cache Valley. We'll get some thoughts on Taysom Hill from our own Jeremiah Jensen of KSL 5 TV coming up next here on KSL's Unrivaled, powered by KSL Sports.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.